are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source right in Berea. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. 216-578-0850. Want you to weigh in with us here on CBD. Tim in California wants to do just that. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
What's up, bud?
I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys every day putting everybody up on the Browns news. And also a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
One, do you think West will have a rookie breakout year such as Richardson did? And also the commodity between all the players, do you think it's going to weigh out to where it's going to be a stressful thing this season, or is it just going to want to make everybody pursue that much more for next season?
Those are two excellent questions. And I love the second one, but I want to deal with the first one. West, in my view, does have the ability to have breakout. I mean, he's got breakout skills. I am so impressed with this guy. And this is when it can happen for, again, at any rookie position. I would be hesitant to ever say it about a quarterback, regardless of how good he may look in preseason workouts or offseason workouts. But with running backs, there's just a special quality that translates. And, yes, he's coming from a smaller program. There are things he has to learn, some transitions he has to make, but I think he's being extremely well coached by Wilbert Montgomery, number one, a guy who had a lot to do with Marshall Faulk being a Hall of Famer. You heard Ron Jaworski, Wilbert's former teammate in Philadelphia, say that, and it's true. And I covered Wilbert through the bulk of his career, and I know not only what he's done, but what he knows and how he can impart that knowledge on a player. And West is taking that coaching, I think, pretty well. So it's up to him. How these 6 weeks play out will also have a lot to do with that. To your point about whether the camaraderie of the team would be affected by the competition, Michael, there is a clear edge. We see it in practice. We see some chippiness. We see some barking back and forth. And the coaches are encouraging this, the assistants, almost every bit as much as the players do back and forth when they're watching the drills. So there's a lot of that chirping goes on. I think it stays like a family in the locker room, but on the field there is an edge to it. This is being promoted. This is what this team wants. And I don't know. I can't psychoanalyze and tell you that this competition is going to lead to divisiveness. I would hope it means everybody is on his game and wants to be better. I've always believed that competition is the healthiest thing to have, and probably, and I've heard any number of times I've heard this said by Gerard Cherry on these airwaves, that he felt there was far too much entitlement on this Browns team that led to the problems of last year and before that. And I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, Gerard felt very strongly about that the last couple of years, Vic. No question about it. We both have done numerous shows with Gerard and know that was a big part of his philosophy. And I tend to agree with him. I know this, that you, whether it's Ray Farmer and the way that he's looked to shape this roster in the mold. What has Ray always told us? I am here. My job is to facilitate for Mike Pettine and his staff the type of player that they want to be Cleveland Browns, right? Mm-hmm. So we know Mike's philosophy is that we're going to lay this foundation of toughness, of accountability, play like a Brown, which has a lot of tentacles to it. But one of those is that you better understand that each and every time you take a rep in your position drills, or then whether it's live in 11-on-11 or 7-on-7, that is going to go a large part toward how we look at you and feel about you, whether or not you can adhere to this philosophy. I like it, Vic. And again, going back to Mike Pettine, it's about – he's going to make sure that, look, this is the way we believe is the most successful way for this football team to be able to win. And a lot of that is going to depend on not only guys buying in, but guys going out and understanding it. You use the term divisiveness, Vic. Well, I know it's human nature in professional sports, but I think this organization, the players within it, are going to see that if you go down that road, it's probably going to lead to problems for you, meaning as an individual, if that's how you choose to go about your business as an individual in the locker room. It can't come from the locker room into the football field. And, Vic, I dare say that if that's the case, guys will be weeded out.
Don and Ashland with us now. Hello, Don.
Hey, Vic. Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Sure, bud.
I love listening to you guys. Hey, two points. one, and this has to go with Ben Tate. I am so excited about having a player like Ben Tate on this football team because he kind of embodies what the old Browns used to be in the sense of last season, the way he played through the fractured ribs, and a grinder, a downhill runner, a hard-nosed guy, and I love that. And that's the kind of team that I've been wanting in Cleveland for since we've come back. And that was the one aspect of this football team that I think that hasn't been there for years. And that's where I transitioned into the competition side of it. I played semi-pro football for 5 years, and I think when we talk about decisiveness between players and so on and so forth, a lot of that's maturity level. If you can't, chirp back and forth with one another and have that friendly competition and you want to take it personally, like it's been said, those guys will get weeded out and so on and so forth, but you've got to learn, as in with anything, that friendly competition, that's what drives you to get better. And I think that's what Ben Tate was saying that, he's the starter, he's not worried. I think it was just a friendly little kick in West's butt and the other guy's butt just to say, hey, bring it on. It's time to go. Let's play some football. Let's have fun.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I love the analogy to the past. If those are the vibes that you're picking up, that what you hear from what players say, and again, it's what they say. We're a lot more interested in what they do. But if they're saying things that connect you with a more successful past for the Browns, mm-hmm. That's a good thing, Michael, and I can get that. I can relate to
was
that.
Was that caller one of Mike Pettine's assistant coaches? He's got it down.
Yeah. It's the right message.
That gentleman had it right on point. I'm sure that's exactly the way it's being stylized to the football team and all the team meeting rooms as well.
Okay, so Terrence West also spoke with reporters, and here's what he had to say about Ben Tate's comments.
Oh yeah, that's our job out here, to come out here to compete and push us forward, push each and every one forward to bring the best out of each other, and that's what I'm here to do. I want to play, I want to be the starter, and I'm gonna play like a practice like a starter.
And that's that's a healthy response. Instead of getting into kind of a back forth jib jab over this, he's basically saying, yeah, that's what it should be. And his position, he understands where Ben Tate's coming from, and you heard what he said.
Right.
He's out there to be the starter too.
No question. And Vic, I'm not one that likes to get into comparisons and throw names around. So I say that as I lead into doing just that. But it's only because I really, really believe in Terrence West that both Ray Farmer, first of all, Mike Pettine, Kyle Shanahan, all the offensive coaches kind of have a feel that, okay, and for Kyle Shanahan specifically, Alfred Morris. Look what Alfred Morris did in the Washington Redskins system. Almost 2,800 yards rushing the last two seasons. Sixth-round draft pick. Just burst on the scene. Nobody knew who he was. And I firmly believe that the Browns have – can we develop and coach this young man up? And does he have – what it takes to give us that kind of production? If nothing else, Vic, they want to find out because they're very, very intrigued. And so am I, and I think all Browns fans should be as well.
Yeah, I think that's very well put and very true as you kind of go through this. And we're learning more about these guys. And I like what we're hearing. I mean, I think the enjoyable part of all of this is that it's we're getting to know new people, and we're liking – kind of the storylines that are emanating. These guys have only been around for, in some cases, weeks or a couple of months, a few months, and we're already starting to get a sense of the personality. Maybe, as Ben Tate said, you don't have a true identity yet of the offense. Maybe, if not the team, we're still trying to figure all that out because, as he pointed out, the offense doesn't know who its quarterback is going to be. But still, you are getting a sense of what the people are all about. This is what Terrence West had to say about what it's like to sign his first NFL contract.
I mean, he played Pop Warner, then he played high school ball, then he played college, playing for free. Now it's a business, and getting a check for it is just amazing. But that's not going to change nothing. Still got to take care of business on the field to get the next check.
Yeah. So I think it's we take for granted sometimes. We get these little press releases that say fill in the blank player signs his rookie contract. It's a big moment. It's a big deal. Now, the goal is to get your second contract. Really, that's the one that matters the most. And sometimes players don't totally learn that lesson. They live in the here and now. They live in the moment. But the truth is, you're striving for number two. Number two is the bigger money, is the big money, because it means you've established something as a player in the course of the 4 years that you've played to get that opportunity for the second deal. Mm-hmm. But that first contract, just the way he put it in the context, Pop Warner, you know, high school ball. Yeah. I mean, all those levels of football that he played.
He was unheralded. Nobody believed in this young man.
No enough. Scholarship.
You know, no, he did not have that sense of entitlement, what we've thrown around here with him. And yet, Vic, good for Terrence, because I would imagine that for the next 6 weeks now, he's not going to have to go back and do his part-time job at the shoe store.
No, I think he's good for that.
He may want to, but maybe it's always nice to have a backup plan. Yeah, yeah.
Always nice to have a backup plan all of us. And this is what Terrence West had to say about Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel, he's a humble guy. He competes just like us. He's always on time. He's never late. I mean, he's a great teammate.
Great teammate. And that seems to be the universal opinion, whether you're talking about veteran players or rookies, part of this rookie class. Sharing that same thought about Johnny Manziel. All right, we want more thoughts from you, please. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, and tweet us, please, at Browns_daily. Want your feedback. Want those barks and growls from the pound. It is a Football Friday. He is Michael Regei filling in for Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, and we are driven by Liberty Ford. Yes, we are. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week.